Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 297 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 4, Rookie in Red.
It aired February 27th, 1999, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
So, quick disclaimer before I do my thing. We went to a wrestling show last night. There's a lot of yelling. My throat's a little scratchy because at one point I yelled, "That's my dad," so loud that I could feel my voice get thrown out. So that's what I'm working with.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel.
Well, my voice has been giving me trouble the past week or so anyway.
No, that's good.
And also I had a wrestling show last night. So
if
we sound funny, that's why.
Just everyone be cool. Okay? Just for like 2 seconds. And if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lost Galaxy is a little weird so far, in that they're just not doing it the way we're used to. Also, and I feel like we probably should have said this in the first episode of Lost Galaxy, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have like the easy off point of like, that's where the Zordon era ends, I'm out, see you later, Morphin Grid. So if you're still here, hey, thanks. Preach.
Yes.
Without any further ado, you wanna go watch it?
I do.
All right.
Go Galactic! We're back, and we just watched Rookie in Red, and I feel like there is a Pretty in Pink song that I want to parody, but I don't know it, so I can't.
There is a Pretty in Pink song. I couldn't tell you it. I was born in 1989.
So just pretend, if you know the Pretty in Pink song, that I'm singing it, but replacing Pretty in Pink with Rookie in Red.
Okay. Should we, at some point, look up the lyrics for Pretty in Pink and try to guess the melody using Rookie in Red?
No!
Okay, you're right. So, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. And no, it hasn't been updated since Zio. I'm busy, okay? I don't know why I got so angry at you. I'm mostly mad at me because I haven't updated it since Zio, and I just got the specter of that looming over me. I promise it'll get updated soon. You can also go to heyjakeandjosh.com, where the archives are.
Oh, hey. Those also haven't been updated since Zio. That's on me.
Also, our feed is still whack. We really gotta fix that.
At least it's in order. The links work.
It is in...
I can't say that for the classic one. I don't know if all of those links work. I know one of them is wrong.
Well, here's what we need to do.
But I kind of want
to... We need to just fix the whole thing.
I kind of want to poo-poo the classic one anyway. It was an idea I had that's not really...
Yeah, look.
What I wanted it to be.
Just message Matt.
I need to do that.
And be like, hey, teach me how to do a feed. Anyway, that's what the archive is. So you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. And you can rate and review us in those places, and we'd really appreciate it. It's been a minute since we've gotten a review on iTunes. I checked yesterday.
I'm going to check and see if they show up on my phone, because if they don't...
I'll have to print them out. Oh, no. I checked the other day. We're sitting pretty at 50. We have 50 ratings, 40 reviews, so that's a very good number. Thank you very much, anyone who has rated and reviewed us. Let's try to, like, get that going again. What do you say? Maybe consider doing that. We'll have to send you to the Galactic Jail. We'll send you to a big old cage.
We'll send you to the escape pods. You'll just be in a tight little pod alone in space.
Yep.
Is that what you want?
We gotta find a better one.
Well, we'll send you to simulated Terra Venture Jail.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
That'll
is that
suck.
What you want? Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. Finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support this very show, and we'd really appreciate it. I'm going to be starting some stuff, like some Morphin Grid bonus stuff soon. I don't know what. I've got some ideas. I kind of want to watch all the first episodes and, like, compare them and see what's going on there. So we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for all that stuff on patreon.com. Plus, hey, Jake and Josh. We don't have any new emails. We did get some tweets. So Raymond said that he literally never noticed the lost echo in the theme song until we pointed it out in episode one.
That was the first thing I noticed, the first time I started watching this, is because it's weird that it just says Galaxy, and then I listened like the second time it came on.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, it's in the background.
It's very weird. Also, we're recording this the day that the first episode went up, so we're a little bit ahead. I don't know how long we'll keep that up.
It's good to have that buffer now, though.
Yeah, it's good to have it. So he also says he would have really liked some reference to the defeat of evil previously. They could have easily slid in a couple lines for the captain along the lines of, we haven't been attacked by aliens here since the incident X years ago, because it's sometime in the future. But where we're going, we should be prepared. Which I think they could have done. It's very weird that it's in the near future and there's a museum to the Astro Mega ship.
And literally the last thing that happened in Power Rangers was all of the evil was destroyed.
Yeah, except Scorpicum is just like, he was out in, you know, just chilling.
He was in a different universe for a second,
I guess. Yeah,
hopped planes.
All the future ones shifted over one and then back. Or we can go with my theory that everything after the Zordon era is split timelines.
Yeah.
Like, every single season is a split timeline.
Okay.
Because nothing lines up, but there's a crossover episode, and that's really the only thing that tracks back to it.
Yeah.
So, he also says, also, despite them both being science babes with glasses, apparently Kendall Morgan from Dino Charge was not meant to be a nod to Kendricks. This is Kendall Morgan.
I know Kendall. I did not realize her last name also was Morgan.
Yeah. So, here's my new theory. They're related.
Yep.
That's a much younger...
Farther down the split timeline.
Cousin? Younger cousin, maybe?
Yeah, I can see that.
It can't be younger sister, because I don't think the ages... I mean, they could be like 16 years apart. You and your little brother are...
We're almost 17 years
fairly
apart.
Fairly apart. Because that's this year, and this one would have been about 15, 16 years ago. So
it could happen.
It would have been 17 years ago. So yeah, that would make sense. I don't know how old Kendricks or Kendall are.
Yeah,
but
they don't mention anything agey.
Yeah,
in this, like, they're not in school.
No, they have jobs, so they're like
working
over 18.
Yeah,
but
they don't have tenure. So
yeah, so who knows? So that's all the tweets you got. Oh, also, okay, so this is gonna be weird because I don't actually know your real name. It just says Asimov Fangirl, and your picture is a Shannon Maynard or Ridge of Nido Queen drinking some tea, which is very cute.
Fancy.
She says, heck yeah. By the way, if someone can add or find a gif of Leo ripping his t-shirt, I'd really appreciate that. And so Artley found it, and it's impressive. There are some.
I did not see the update where Artley found it. Oh, dang.
Yeah, he's
he
like...
he means business.
I don't know when that is. It's got to be later because he's like battle damage, but he's got some abs. I don't know if they're TJ abs. We'll pull up some pictures.
I mean, the only way I think we can test it is to put Leo in the in space shirt
and see,
if his abs poke through.
His abs. Yeah, I guess that'll never happen, or it did already. They got to meet up in this season, so when they're side by side, you best believe I'll be scoping them abs. And that's all the interaction stuff we got. So would you like to jump into the episode?
Yes.
All right. We start off with a voiceover of Leo recapping episode 1 and 2, not 3.
Nope.
Just 1 and 2, which is a choice. I don't know. Why? Because it's aired in February, which means this is less than a month from the first episode.
Okay, I was gonna say this should be the third episode, but it can't be.
It can't be because of a thing that happens.
Yeah,
the only thing that the third episode really accomplished.
But I don't know why all of this flashback regret in a field being moody and practicing stuff isn't in episode 3.
Yeah, it would make more sense then, but like
unless he needed like one mission under his belt,
right,
to like cement that he is the Red Ranger even though he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that plays out. I hope they do something with that and they don't just like They're like, yeah, I wasn't supposed to be the Red Ranger, but I am. You got to deal with it.
The Quasar Saber knew that Mike was going to die and it was going to be you, Leo.
So it picked me.
It knew all along. Him.
So he's doing some sword practicing. And then there's like a slow-mo portion where he's like, yeah, like in slow-mo with the move, which is weird.
This is when I noticed that I think Power Rangers has always done this. Like if you think back to Tommy going, yeah, like it's. He always drew it out. It was never his voice slowed down, which is a very weird decision,
I don't know what would be... Well, yes. I don't know what would be weirder, though, is if they slowed it down in post or had them just slow it down themselves. Because I feel like if they did it in post, it'd be like... And it'd be lower.
That's very true.
And that would be very weird. And everything... Everyone would sound like Billy that one time. Billy, what are you doing? What noise is that?
Doing slow motion noise.
I guess. So he drops his sword, like he chucks it on accident, which is, I don't know why.
Well, he's new at this.
I guess this is a good reason to practice, is don't lose your sword. So he throws it, and he goes over, and he's like, picks it up, he's like, I will remember you forever, Mike, because this is supposed to be your sword, but it's mine now, even though it didn't choose me. And then... Fast and the Furio shows up, and I guess they're on Terra Venture.
They have to be.
Terra Venture should invest in a shield of some sort, because the bad guys can just waltz right in.
Here's the thing. Let me ask you this, because Latasha asked me this, and I was like, I don't know. Okay. That doesn't make any sense. When you look at Terra Venture from the outside, it is within a dome.
Yes.
How do the bad guys get through that? They just teleport in.
They just teleport in.
So there's no energy shield. Yeah, it's just a physical glass dome.
It's just plexiglass. It's just plexiglass and hope keeping the vacuum of space out.
They were putting a lot of money on Zordon, got them all.
Yep, they were wrong.
Yep, they were.
So they fight. He knocks Leo's saber out of his hands again. That doesn't amount to anything because Leo just goes and gets it.
It's very weird that he's like, give me the saber, and knocks it out of his hand and doesn't go get it.
And doesn't, like, rush it? Yeah, he's just like, oh, darn. And then Leo gets it, and they go back to fighting for a second, but then just some thunder happens? Yep. And I was taking a note, but you assured me that nothing happened.
I might have looked down for 1 second, but it was just thunder, and then he was like, you got lucky, and he left.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that thunder is, like... secret code for Scorpius for, hey, get back here.
Hey, come on, yeah. Thunder will come up again in this episode, and it's different, and I feel like that's a weird choice.
It is.
To do two different thunders meaning two different things.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the theme song, and I'm it's grown on me. I really like the second part.
Yeah, the second part rules.
We're going to stop talking about this theme song soon, I promise, but when you pointed out in the last episode, like, after the, that's the better part. And so I just had to like forget about the first part, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'll just learn to live with it for the next several months. I think until February.
For a long time.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be 32.
When this is all said
and
done.
Well, right after we finish, you'll turn 32. Staring down the barrel of that future.
Yep.
And then we get to do Lightspeed Rescue, which I hear is very boring. So got to figure out a way to make that fun. Anyway, so come back from theme song and Trakina is there. And did they say her name in the last episode?
No, she showed up for like 5 seconds. I don't remember if she said anything.
She did say something. She's like, oh, I guess you found your general father. And he's like,
maybe,
yes.
Okay, maybe Scorpius did call her Trakina then.
Okay. So she's like...
But when she shows up, Furio says Trakina in like a character introduction kind of way. And she's just crap-talking Furio. Like, you couldn't even get one quiz. Never mind all five.
She is running him
down.
And
from down the hall, like in his gross bug bed, is her dad like, hey, where's Furio? Bring me Furio.
Yeah,
He's just Jabba the Hutt, but a bug.
He is just Jabba the Hutt. He's Jabba the bug. And so Too Fast, Too Furious is like, I wasn't here. I gotta go. Tell him nothing. And he leaves. And
she does say, you owe me.
Yeah, she's like, you owe me. So I guess, like, she's cool.
I tried to do that with a question inflection. I don't know if that went over.
You gotta start lower.
Yeah, okay.
Go up. So we cut to Furio with a weird guy who never gets a name.
The Weapon Master.
Weapons
Let
Boy.
Let me look up his name. That's going to be the running theme this season, yeah. I think, is let me look up the monster's name.
Hey, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, introduce your monsters, please. It's driving me crazy. I just called him Weirdy for the whole time because I didn't have a name.
He's crazy weird.
He looks so weird. But he's like a weapons dealer. He's like, I'll get the Quasar Sabers for you. And Furio's like, how do I know? And he's like, oh, because I specialize in weapons. And he opens up his coat, and he's got these daggers. He's like, ah. And Furio's like, the trans daggers. And I was like, hold on a minute. They already morphed. What do these transform?
And we'll find out. Those are all color-coded, guys. Come on.
They're explicitly Power Ranger weapons. Right. Like from space, you could see that they are Power Ranger weapons. So he's like, give me those. And Weirdo's like, no, they're mine. I'm going to get the Quasar Sabers, and we have a deal. And we never hear what he gets for getting them.
No.
So it's a bad deal, Weirdy. Did you find his name?
Yep.
What is it?
Horn.
That sucks. That's a bad name.
His name is Horn, but this article also refers to him as the Horn Monster.
He does have some pretty radical horns.
He does.
I would not name him Horn in any universe, though. There's got to be a...
Apparently, he's a weevil-themed monster.
Yeah, because all the bad guys are bugs.
Okay.
So that kind of makes sense. And now that you say that, he does remind me a little bit of Weevil from Yu-Gi-Oh! Well,
weevils wobble, but they don't fall
down. They don't go down. That's a Veronica Mars episode, too, because there's a character nicknamed Weevil in there. Played by Francis Capra, and it's a crime that he's not on a television show all the time because he's very, very good. So we cut to Kai in the command area. I don't want to call it the command center.
The cockpit?
It's just command, according to Captain later.
Yeah.
And so the captain comes in.
Star Trek command.
Yeah. Also, I do want to point out that there are girls wearing blue.
Okay.
There are no boys wearing pink. That I saw. I will keep an eye out.
1999, that tracks.
Yeah, yeah. Captain comes in, he's like, hey, got a new recruit, and you're training him. So I guess this is Target, and they're like, hey, you're training someone today. We didn't warn you, and now you have to deal with this. And he hands him, like, a little iPad, and he's like, look at his stats.
Here's his rookie card.
Here's his rookie card. And he's like, whoa. He scored very well on all these stats.
On the entrance exams?
The entrance exams.
So I guess once you're on the ship, they don't check for tickets.
No, they assume you have a passport.
Well, they're that far and they're in space. So they're like, well, if you made it this far, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to kick you out.
Take the entrance exam to command.
Here you go. It's not weird that you're not in the system. I feel like that is, but whatever. Also, there's no name on this because he walks over and he's like, here he is, Leo Corbin.
He
Corbett?
Says Mr. something.
It's Corb.
Mr. Jim. I heard Mr. Jim.
I don't think it's that.
Let me look it up.
I think it's Corbett.
Orbit?
Like Orbit, or like Bill Corbett from Riff Tracks. And he's like, Leo, and he's like, Kai, oh, this is awesome. Kai isn't super happy about this.
You are correct. It's Corbett.
Okay. So then we go to commercial. We come back, and Kai's explaining some plants. And he's like, these are plants. Humidity is very important.
Very funny to me on how he flipped the switch from, like, regular Kai to work Kai.
Yeah.
And he's just going through the motions and the script in his head about the plants
right.
and everything.
Yeah. Also, he reminds me of my friend Layton. So
I can see that.
Yeah, he very much reminds me of Layton. He's like, so these are the plants, these are this. And then they walk by Kendrick's desk, and Leo just dips out to go say hi. And she's like, oh, hey, Leo, how's it going? And Kai's like, terrible. He's not very focused. And it's like, oh, Kai, easy, easy. Okay. He's your boss when you're Power Rangers. So, like, chill out.
I mean, we're only 4 episodes in, and we haven't seen a lot of fights.
No.
But it doesn't seem that way.
I mean,
they seem more like whoever is more apt to the situation. Is that what I'm looking for?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, is like they will lead that mission if their skill set is better than anybody else's to lead that mission.
That makes sense. Though Leo did ride a giant rock lion that could breathe fire.
That's true.
So
maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, maybe it's a little column A, a little column B. So then we cut to...
Well, real quick before we cut away.
Okay.
Because Kai gets Leo away from Kendrick's desk and is like, he's awful and unfocused and, oh, Leo. Yeah. And as they walk away, it just hangs on Kendrick's, who, like, leans on her arm and looks a little wistfully as as Leo is leaving.
Probably just staring at butts, man. It's two good butts walking away. Kendrick's and Leo. Cleo watch? I feel like it's implied. It's not. Here's the problem. We haven't done a watch in a while because the romances are just there now. We don't have to ferret them out and headcanon them. So, like, this is just kind of what's up. And there's the fun of trying to find the trilly moments.
Yeah.
Is kind of gone. But I guess it's Cleo watch.
I guess.
All right.
We could also kind of do a Kydrix? Just to see if it is a triangle situation or if he just doesn't like Leo.
Yeah.
Does he not like Leo because Kendrix does, or does he just not like Leo because he does not?
I feel like, yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that because it could go both ways. So.
And that could even vary from episode to episode, so who knows?
Who knows? So we cut to Command, where I keep almost calling Kai Archie because that's the actor's name. And he just, again, he just looks like an Archie, so good job, Mr. and Mrs. Archie. I think his last name's Co?
I think so.
Cow, maybe? It's K-A-O.
I think it's Cow.
So I don't know how to pronounce that exactly. Anyway, good job. You named your kid exactly what his face conveys. Same thing with Damon, who's played by a guy named Reggie, who looks just like a Reggie.
You will never remember Damon.
I cannot remember Damon's name.
You
I just
had to
call
ask
him
me this
Reggie.
Time.
I did. So, Kai's explaining something, and Leo just manifests a sandwich from nowhere.
He just has a sandwich. Like, he took a sandwich out of his pocket.
He's saving this for later.
I'm going to get hungry during training
so
today.
So, Kai grabs it. He's like, you can't have a sandwich in here. It's very sensitive equipment. And wouldn't you know it? Beans, this is when the captain comes in. And Captain's like, hey. And he says Kai's last name, and I can't remember it. And he's like, hey.
I think it's Cheng.
Okay. And he's like, hey, you know better than that. There's no sandwiches. There's no food in Command. And he's like, you're being a bad example for our very impressive rookie. And then a man with a little sandwich bag, he pops up behind
Captain. Well,
yeah, because
the captain drops it in the sandwich bag because now he's saving it for later.
Yeah, he's like, this is my sandwich.
I was close. It's Chen.
I feel like I heard Chen or Chan. So, all right. But yeah, this dude is my new favorite background character, and I hope he comes up all the time. Because he's literally just like...
just wants it up. Now, from now on, he's just walking around with a sandwich. Like, what do I
just,
do with this?
Just shows up, does something innocuous without saying a word, leaves. Like...
Because he didn't even slow down. He walked up, bag open, ready to go.
Yeah, he got dropped in, and he just left. It was great. I'm going to call this guy...
Zip.
Zip. Hey, Zip. You're my fave. Then we cut to later. I think it's like the end of the day, the end of the shift. And this is the kind of the dumbest thing. Kai's like, here's the key to the weapons locker. Lock up when you're done. And Kai leaves. He's like, haha, rookie, you got to do the locking up. I get to go early. And he leaves. He gets in his little smart cart and he drives away. And then Leo's like, yeah, okay. And then leaves. And does barely closes the door.
I don't think he even latched the door.
He doesn't shut it. It's been 1 second since he said.
Well, there is like a cut. So I because he's like put. They're checking in guns or blasters.
Right.
And there's a cut that I think is supposed to imply like some time has passed. But if it has, it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's still like you just have this new set of keys. How do you forget that?
Well, like, it's a car. It's just like a key card. So maybe he just slipped
it. Oh, was
it
a card? Yeah. I thought it was like a key thing. I was taking notes
for
a lot
of the first
part.
So maybe he just slipped it in his pocket. It's just a flat card. So I can see how you would lose track of it. But also, That's the weapons locker, and yeah. It's been 5 minutes.
Come on, Leo, you stupid idiot. Then we cut to the next day where Kai is complaining to Kendrix about Leo, and she's like, I think you're just jealous because he's very handsome. I mean, talented. And he did good on his written.
You're just jealous because I like him and not you.
Yeah. And that's kind of an undertone, but I also think he might just be mad that he's a bad trainee.
Yeah.
Because by all accounts, he's bad.
Yeah, I don't even think there's an undertone of like, you're jealous like because I'm involved.
Yeah.
I don't think there is. I don't actually think that is the case. But I definitely can see the sparkle in Kendrick's eyes when she talks about Leo.
Yeah, it's there. And she also does put forward that, like, he did very well on the written, like, the entrance exam. And Kai does be like, oh, because he did good on the written?
Yeah.
Who cares? He's always late and his shirt's wrinkled. He's a jerk and I hate him. She's like, all right, cool it.
I'm going to go get that sandwich.
You need a sandwich. So then... there's a thunderstorm. And
yeah.
There was thunder earlier, and that, like, explicitly correlated with summoning Furio back to wherever he came.
Yes.
This is just a thunderstorm. That's weird to do.
And Kendrick sees it, and she's like, whoa, that's a heck of a storm. And then Kai says, right before Kai says this, I'm like, is this simulated weather?
Yeah.
It is.
It's because
the next thing was Kai saying there's no storm scheduled.
Yeah.
But it is very weird that leads to him yelling at Leo and not a monster being here.
He immediately is like, it's gotta be Leo. And not a monster, because earlier in the episode, thunder and monster were paired up.
Yeah.
It's weird and not great filmmaking. So he goes up to command and Leo's there. He's like, did you make this thunderstorm? And I was like, it can't be. But Leo's like, yeah, it's great, right? you check out this thunderstorm.
It's weird because he's in command and he did this among dozens of other people, and only Kai is mad about it.
Yep. Also,
and I'd feel like Kai is in the right to be mad about it.
He is. Absolutely.
Why doesn't anybody else care?
Because Leo's like the fun guy. Oh, he's such a prank. Look at Leo.
And I like how Kendrick saw it and she's like, oh, that's the best storm.
That storm is so great.
What a handsome storm.
Also, I do feel like we need to do some math real quick.
Okay.
Everyone's favorite part of the Morpher Grid, where we do some math. It's the next day, right? Kai and Kendrix are presumably on their way to work, where
sure.
Kai says, Leo's always late. How many days has there been? So far, just one that
just,
we know of.
Just this one, and he was early.
And then... he's already there, and Kai comes in after him. So is he late, or were you just on lunch?
Has it been a couple days?
Maybe? I feel like that's implied, but also, he's early. He's there before you make a thunderstorms. And his shirt's not wrinkled at all that I noticed.
Yeah, it's very weird that they said that. His uniform looks the same as everyone else's.
It's the same as Kai's.
Just leave it crumpled up in a ball until the next shoot.
Yeah. All of my work shirts.
Also mine.
So from there, there's like a beeping. There's like an alert sound. And he's like, there's a security breach in the weapons dome. Did you forget to lock it up like I said? So this has to be the next day.
Yes.
Because there's a breach in the weapons dome that he didn't lock up. And Leo's like, oh,
well,
I forgot 1 second after you told me.
When he didn't lock it, we didn't mention this, but there is like an over-shoulder shot of Horn from behind the bushes
right.
Seeing him not lock it.
So then...
so is this like after lunch?
This must
Kendrick's,
be lunch break.
Kendrix and Kai are coming back from lunch?
But then how can he always be late if he's just been there for 4 hours?
I don't know. Maybe he does that thing where he clocks in and then chills out in the break room for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, just makes a cup of coffee.
as a sandwich because he can't eat it in command.
He can't eat it in command anymore. Leo's the worst.
He's a bad employee.
Yeah. I think this all kind of boils down to the fact that Power Rangers has never had a good grasp on time.
No.
In any way. And I think I need to stop thinking about it or else I'll get all bibbledy. So they run to the weapons dome. We see Horn running out.
Yeah, Kai catches him in there.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, and he leaves. And because there's two doors.
Well, Kai yells, he's like, hey, stop. Yeah, it's like a tunnel. Come in one door, give Leo your weapon, and go out the other one. Because Kai yells at him to stop, and he turns and blasts at him and runs out. Yeah,
and then he leaves. But at some point, he took all the weapons, because he's only got like a handful. He's got like an armful right now of what he can hold. But he stripped this place. There are no weapons in the weapons dome. That means there are no weapons on Terra Venture.
Yes.
Which is crazy. So he's like, we gotta go find it. Kai says this. And Leo's like, no, it's my fault. I'm gonna track him down. And he runs out. And then we cut to Damon. And this is when I was like, what's his name? It's not Reggie. I know that.
And is this when Reggie's
doing some hacking? I call him Reggie again. I'm sorry.
Just call him Reggie.
Hey, guess what?
It's a better name.
I mean, look, if it fits.
And look, if your name is Damon, I'm not saying your name is worse than the name Reggie. I am saying for this man, Reggie is a better name.
I'm saying the actor Reggie role looks so much like a Reggie that I can't see him as a Damon.
Yes.
That's it. He's doing some hacking. And
yeah, he's
Skyping the payload. He's
backdooring a virus with a Trojan.
And he finds them. I guess there's like a scanner. Now, this brings up another question. They can teleport in. Do they have to walk out with weapons? He can't just teleport out with all of them? They don't. They find a place on Terra Venture. We'll talk about that in a minute. They set up shop in one of the back alleys of Terra Venture because it doesn't make any sense at all.
No. Yeah, moving it off of Earth just makes everything exponentially worse.
It's so complicated. And it's so weird because we just did a space season. Last season was all about space, and so is this one. And it's like, did they just think this is what Power Rangers was going to be? Were they just like, yeah, it's all space all the time from here on out. What's next? Lightspeed Rescue? No. Lightspeed Rescue, like space. Oh,
is that one spacey too?
No, it's not. They're in a city, but maybe they started out being like, yeah, Lightspeed, they'll rescue people all over on different planets.
Okay, if they're just in a city, why do they gotta go so fast?
I don't know. They get there pretty quick, though. But like, maybe they were like, yeah, next season they'll be like rescue workers, but in space. They'll go to all these different planets.
A space fireman, a space police officer, a space
nurse,
construction worker,
a space nurse, dump truck,
a space garbage man, all the rescuers. Have you ever seen the video of like the little kid who just loves garbage men so much?
Oh yeah, the little girl or the little boy?
I don't know which way. It might have been the little
boy. I see the little girl.
He waited to see them and like give them what I think might have just been a toy garbage truck.
Yeah, I've seen that one,
and like,
too.
As soon as they pull up, he just can't handle it and starts crying.
Oh, it's so good. Little kids who are excited about things are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've also seen one with a little girl who would, like, make them cookies and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Garbage men deserve that.
They do. I don't know if you know this about garbage men and garbage women, garbage people. No, that doesn't sound
that
great.
That means something different in 2017.
It does. Okay, we gotta figure out different parlance for that.
Sanitation workers.
Yeah, dump pickers.
No. No. I think sanitation workers.
I think
fine.
You got it. I don't know. I tried to get fans.
Dump pickers!
I tried to get cute with it. Anyway, their job is to haul around smelly ass trash all day. Like, that's rough. I don't know if you've ever driven behind a dump truck, but imagine being in that dump truck.
Right.
My grandma actually used to drive a dump truck.
Really?
She's a pretty hardcore lady. So anyway, they track down the guns, and they show up morphed, and Leo's being beaten up already by Horn and some buggies.
Yeah, because he chased after her, so I guess he morphed on the way.
Which, by the way, Horn and the Buggies is my favorite late 90s ska band. there's a fight. Maya's pretty good. at fighting.
She is. It's too bad that she only does this in the episode. She does not exist in the episode until like a minute before they morph and go into battle.
She runs in when...
It's the same with... Damon.
I'm leaving that positive. Yeah, when he's hacking, he's like, I think I found him. And that's his line this episode.
Yeah.
And then she runs in and is like, did you? And that's her line this episode.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Maybe
she only has the one primitives outfit, I guess.
Maybe we should like move away from just the red, pink, and blue ranger and like see what these other two, because you did go through all the trouble of having them in the show.
It's so bizarre to me that like there's not more focus on Maya, who is a literal alien in a new environment. She's not even on a new planet. She's on a space cruise.
And like Reggie, despite the fact that I can never remember his name, is the most interesting character.
Yeah.
Like, Leo is pretty interesting when you get down to it, but, like, Reggie is like, I'm the mechanic on the junk museum that doesn't fly, but I can fly it. And he's, like, very capable. He's also a hacker.
He's the Han Solo.
Yeah. But also, he seems like an afterthought, because he wasn't in the first episode
at
all.
Anyone who's not in uniform seems like an afterthought.
It's just weird. Let's get some stuff with them soon, please and thanks. They're fighting. Maya's good. She punches a buggy in the throat. I'm always a fan of a good throat punch. So they pull out the Quasar Sabers, and then they're on a dock, and there's a bay on Terra Venture?
Oh, yeah, they had to simulate everything.
What? Okay, guys,
is this after they were dumping the weapons into a giant smelting
pot? No, this is much before that.
Okay.
Okay. So, here is your homework. You have to explain what Terra Venture is.
Me or them?
No, the listeners.
Oh, good, because I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Earth, but it's all from the outside, it's a spaceship.
Like, I need you, the listener, to no prize... Why Terra Venture and how Terra Venture and what Terra Venture? We know where. Where is in space.
And we know when. In the distant, not too distant future.
I don't know why or what or how. So that is your homework. You can tweet those at us. We're doing this real ahead of time, so we'll probably answer those on episode 7. 6 or 7. Anyway, so they pull out their Quasar Sabers. And Horn just quick draws on them and blasts 4 lightsabers. They're not lightsabers, they're Quasar Sabers out of their hands. And, like, just gets them.
He just reaches, he can stretch his arm out.
He does have a very long arm, but he only gets 4. And Leo still has his. And Leo's like, I'm not letting go of mine. He's like, I'm going to grab it then. So he grabs it and they do like a tug of war. And then he puts Leo in his coat.
Yep. He's like, well, if you won't let go, I'll take you too.
And his coat is, a Narnia wardrobe.
He's got a coat of holding.
I guess. And he puts Leo in there, because he did put the other Quasar Sabers in there. He was like, aha. And then he puts Leo in there, saber and all. And then we cut to later. Before we cut away, I forgot my favorite line of the episode. Kai's like, you give him back. Or maybe it's Maya. It's Maya. And this is her only other line. She's like, you give him back. And he's like, nope, and shoots her.
Yeah. it's stone cold. Nope.
Nope. It was very good. Then we cut back to the Astro Mega ship where Kai is being hard on himself.
This part's weird, right? Let me explain why it's weird to me.
Okay.
Because he's laying down what I thought was like in a bed and he's sad and Kendrick's is there like trying to get him to drink some water and tell him you know, it's not his fault.
Rub his tummy.
But they're also in the kitchen because Maya and Damon are in the kitchen right next to them.
Yeah, it's like they installed a little book nook.
Is he just, like, up on the counter? Like, I don't wanna.
He's on the counter, but it looks like there's, like, a little mattress on it.
They put beds wherever they could fit them on Terra Venture.
Is it also a combination museum hotel? Come stay in the Astro Megaship, just like the last Power Rangers did in the not-too-distant past. He's like, I'm going to find him. He leaves. And then we cut two buggies throwing guns into a lava smelting pit.
It looks like... liquid gold.
It's
that they're throwing
them
into.
Red, but it's like gold on the inside. Like it fluctuates.
Oh, so they dump all the guns in, so Terra Venture has no more weapons.
Well, I don't think they dump all the... I think this they just started, and they dump some...
I hope we come in on them starting and not finishing. Yeah. Otherwise, Terra Venture has no defenses except for Power Rangers.
And that's... Well, I mean...
That's all you need.
That's all you really need, to be fair. But still, guns couldn't hurt.
Literally. So they don't hurt the monsters.
No, the other one, like, Rock Lobster was just like, whatever. This is when Fast and the Furio Tokyo Drift shows up, and he's like, chuck those sabers right in that lava. Smelt them into tin cans. Horn's like, no! And he grabs them, and they fight. And Leo's got taken, but Leo's like on a diving board above it.
Yeah.
Like it's a dunk tank. Like they're going to throw a baseball, and he'll land in the lava.
And his hands are chained, but that's it.
That's literally
it. And he's just standing on the edge. Waiting. Nobody's holding him there. He could just back up and be fine.
Yeah, or like jump down and kick or something.
Yeah.
So they, so Horn and Furio fight a little bit, and Horn shoots a laser blast at Horn. Or
yeah, no, Furio shoots Horn.
Yeah. And Horn has the sabers and he blocks him, and it bounces off and hits Leo's wrist chain. And he's like, thanks, Quasar Saber. He literally says that.
He does. That's the line.
And he jumps down and he grabs him and he runs away with him. Takes some money and runs. He chains them together, I guess, to keep them all in one place. I don't know exactly why.
I think it might be a footage match.
I think so.
I thought he was just chaining them to that pipe that was there.
That's what I thought.
He's like, I can't let him get these, so I'm going to.
They'll Chain never get up. This pipe out of here.
There's no front tire to unhook.
So then he like chains him up. He starts running away, and then we see the other Rangers tracking Leo, and they're like on a bridge, and they're like, "He's got to be around here." The scanner says it's this way, so I'm glad that like there's still a scanner somewhere, so they don't have to like they can use that more often instead of just having the Astro Mega ship.
Just turn on.
Just be like,
or having Maya hear trouble from a different galaxy.
Do more scans, do less Deus Ex Machina. Then we cut back for 1 second to Fast and Furio, and he is just, like, tapping his foot, and he's nervous and mad, and he, like, punches a bookie on the shoulder, and he's like, where's the door? Is he gonna, where'd he go? And that's it, and then we leave him for now. Then Leo is, like, sneaky, and he sees a bunch of buggies, he's like, all right, I'm gonna get away. And he turns around, and there's Horn. And they fight, Horn blasts him, and takes the sabers back. So these sabers are traded hands like 4 times during this episode. And then he returns to the smelting pit, which again is in a parking lot Terra Venture.
This abandoned factory area is on Terra Venture.
Guys, why Terra Venture? And how Terra Venture? I just don't get it. It seems like they didn't know, and they're like, we're doing a Lost Galaxy, and then they're like, this one's exclusively about Earth stuff. There's big monsters that come from the ground, and there's, like, just a bunch of city things. They're like, we'll put the city in space. It's fine.
It makes sense. Here's what happened. They built Terra Venture underneath an existing city and just launched it out of the Earth.
Yeah, I guess.
And so it took all the abandoned warehouses and factories and everything with it.
That's much simpler than building a whole new thing. You just put it into... It's a Stone Canyon. They just took Stone Canyon.
You fly by Earth and there's just a chunk missing out of the side.
Also,
now.
One of the... Because there's like the main dome, which has like a city with skyscrapers in it. And there's like a couple around the sides. One of them just has a mountain. One of them just like a mountain.
Well, yeah, you gotta climb something. On Terra Venture.
I mean, like, if you want to be a cop, I guess. Well, no, that's just a wall. There's plenty of walls.
Right. There better be a lake in one of those domes.
Well, there is. There's a docks.
Is that lake docks or is that ocean docks?
Well, it can't
is
be
there
ocean.
An ocean on Terra Venture?
Oh, probably. I hate Terra Venture. Horn comes back to the smelting pit and he's like, I hate these now. Throw them in the lava. And so they throw them in the lava.
They just drop them in and that's it.
And the Quasar Sabers are destroyed and that's it, guys. Why?
Four episodes of Lost Galaxy.
That's so weird. I guess they just did. They realized they didn't know what they were doing. They're like, just scrap it.
Throw it in the smelting pit.
Throw it in the smelting pit. But also, wasn't Furio's explicit mission to get the Quasar Sabers and give them to Scorpio?
He had them. He comes back with them because remember, he gives them to Horn to destroy on Scorpio's or Scorpius.
Scorpum.
On Scorpum's orders, they are to be destroyed.
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, they do say that.
Because I thought he was just like, yeah, I got him, and I'm going to destroy him. I'll show him.
What if Scorpius.
Get over here.
What if he took one and morphed into a Power Ranger?
Would it just be a big Jabba the Hutt bug with a mask?
Where would the helmet go?
Or would it be a Justin situation where they just cram that into a man's
just
body?
Plunge him down into a man-shaped suit. Ugh.
He'd be like Edgar from Men in Black, but a Power Ranger on the outside.
Yep.
Sugar. Water. Stumbling around and crap. That'd be bad. So then Fast Five is like, hey, give me the trans daggers. And he's like, no, they're mine. So he just like rips him like his coat part off. He's like, no, I have the trans daggers now. And then a weird thing happens. Remember how the Psycho Rangers could do that like psycho teleport jump that I love?
Yeah.
So can the Lost Galaxy Rangers. And they just jump teleport in and steal the trans daggers, and now they have them. Turns out they don't transform the Rangers, they transform themselves. So they turn into their individual weapons, which is pretty neat. They each have goofy Power Ranger names. They're all like Cosmic Claw.
Yeah.
Something Daggers.
I didn't catch all of them.
The only one that I remember is Cosmic Claw. I wasn't... Beta Bow.
Okay, I was like, was it Bravest Bow?
The Bravest... It's
nope, you will find no bow braver than this bow.
And then Reggie's is just...
A gun?
Trans gun. Like, they didn't even give it a different name, like a different suffix.
It's just trans blaster, and it just opens up to two flaps, but the gun is just the middle part.
It's like a hand crossbow.
Yeah.
I like this idea. They'll look like a dagger, but then they change. But at some point, you should use them as a dagger to make them being a dagger make sense.
Well, that's what the red one is. It's a dagger.
Was it just, did it do anything?
A handle comes out of it.
Is it so? It's just like a claw then, normally?
Well, no, the blue one's the claw because it opens into two.
No, but like other than without the thing coming down, is it just like a claw?
I guess.
It just looks like a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
These weapons are very weird.
Great weapons, guys. They fight. It's nothing special. But they do this. But Leo does the Quasar Blast. Turns out they sell their Quasar Sabers. Those are fakes. And we get a little flashback of them, like, switching them out. And him being like, here, you take the real ones.
When did they make full-scale replicas of the Quasar Sabers?
Did they have 3D printers on Terra Venture?
And why? Why were they like, we should make fakes of these?
Well,
let's say they had Alpha scan them into the system.
Yep.
And so just like the data, the structural data of a Quasar Saber is in the mega ship. And then they were just like, well, we'll just have Deca print some.
Just 3D print some
up.
Here's what
Or they went to the food machine and they're like, oh, I'd really love a Quasar Saber right now.
You just have to sell it. You're like, oh man, I love a delicious Quasar Saber. And it's like, here you go. You wanted it. Here's what I think happened. Or not what I think happened. Here's like the this makes sense explanation is that they were going to switch them out so they would destroy them and then they would think they didn't have their Quasar Sabers anymore.
Right.
But what they did is they immediately revealed the plan afterwards, so I don't know what the plan was.
Yes.
Which I feel like is a good way to sum up Lost Galaxy so far.
Yeah, we have said that's a weird choice at least 4 or 5 times this episode.
They're just making a lot of weird choices.
I hope once we get past all this power introductory stuff.
Once we're out of the dating phase and we're going steady with Lost Galaxy, yeah, I hope it's a little...
And yeah. It's awesome. That's all I want.
Yeah. And I know the story is good. Like, a lot of people said like the story's good, and I remember very much enjoying the story of it when I was a kid. I just haven't watched it since then, so I can't like
There's
confirm.
Definitely parts of it that I remember from the little bit that I've seen that are, that's crazy.
I just want to get there. I don't want to do this like tap dancing thing. I just want to be there.
Right.
So then we cut back to, or we don't cut back, but we like pan over to Weirdy and Furia 6, and he's like, hey, this is my classic move. You do it. And he leaves. That's his like favorite thing, is to be like, you got this. And yeah. He dips out. You're not going to last the whole time, Furio, I don't think. It just doesn't seem to me like you're going to be here the whole time of Lost Galaxy because you're doing a bad job.
He's not doing good. And Scorpio, Scorpius, Scorpina,
Scorp,
Scorp, Scorpsy,
Scorp. You got to hit the P real hard.
He already wants his head.
He hates him already. And Trakina's like, all right, we're like work buddies.
Well,
so Trakina's like,
kind of like, I'll make out with you, but I'm going to complain about it the whole time.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad. It kind of reminds me of when I worked at Walmart. I worked with a girl named Angela because I worked in London. I worked everywhere in London, in Walmart, you know that.
Yeah.
And so when I was in Lawn and Garden, which is most of the second half of my tenure there, I worked with a girl named Angela, and we had this rule where on any given day, if we were both working together, one of us could just not. Mm-hmm. One of us could just decide that they weren't doing any work that day and just like cover the register for lunches and that's it. And like just right. Do nothing else because like he just didn't want it. It kind of feels like Trakina and Furio have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we're good work buddies. And like, I get that my dad's like a horrible, ugly monster and like hates you, but like, I don't want to get a new coworker. I don't know if I'm going to like them.
Yeah,
so,
I don't
want to
train a new a new coworker.
So she's
that's
like,
all right,
I'll back you up on this. I feel like that's what's going on.
Need to beat the book out of a new hire.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm so glad I'm the only person in my department. So, Furio dips. And then they beat up Horn and kill him. And they do a star blast. They put their...
I don't like this.
They put their... They each hold out a trans dagger, and it makes a star, mostly. And then it shoots out a laser blast.
Yeah, like a star orb blast, kind of.
And it kills them.
And it gets them. I don't like this, and I think the reason why is because they don't connect.
They don't connect. They don't lock anything. Yeah, they just touch them together. That's it. And so he gets back up and he does some grow drugs. He takes out like a beaker.
Yeah.
Like
a potion bottle.
A potion bottle. Like,
because it's got the long neck and just like the bulbous bottom part.
Like, this is in the intro to Beakman's World. Like, that's what it looks like. And he drinks it because it's got grow
There's
drugs
a
in it.
Character on that show that's just a big rat man.
Yep.
90s were wild.
What a time. Hey, guys, if anyone knows who owns the rights to Beakman's World, hit me up. Also, if you can find the rights to WMAC Masters, I'm dead serious about that. That's not a joke. If you know who owns the rights, give me an email address. I need to get them. Anyway, so we need to think of a new name for grow drugs. One episode has aired so far. I like Groshen. We're going to call it a Groshen.
All right.
I was going to put the call out, but we nailed it in one. So... Then Leo calls the lion Galactabuddy, and he jumps on his back, and they fire blast Horn, and they kill him.
The whole time this was happening, like, as soon as the red Galactabeast comes up, I'm like, why do we do giant fights anymore? And then they just burn him alive, and it's over.
Yeah. And, like, we haven't seen a Zord yet. This is still an organic monster.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Horn started charging at him with a new knife. He had, like, a sword or something. And then he gets fire blasted, and then he gets shot away, and he's running away like he's trying to jump into the river so he can put himself off of fire. And he's like, like making weird, like goofy Jerry Lewis RIP in peace noises. And like, what show is this from? Because it's just a little weirder than what was happening a second ago. But he's dead. So then we come back to command, where Leo is hanging out, and Captain comes in, and he's like, hey, I got the report on you, your progress report, your report card, whatever, and you did, you're doing great, it looks like. And he's like, yeah, I'm not cut out for this. I'm bad at having a job.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't have to say it.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate any kind of structure in my day.
Because he's like, I'm not good at keeping a schedule or doing tasks. And he literally just said, like, I'm bad at having employment.
So I quit.
And he puts,
the captain's just like, thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, and he puts Kai over.
He does.
He's like, I had a really good trainer. And, like, he's the best guy that you got.
Yeah, he says you've got the best guy on the ship.
Yeah. But I just, like, hate doing work, and I stink her, and then he leaves. And then he bumps into Kai, who's like, hey, Leo, I just wanted to apologize for being, like, such a hard butt on you. This is just a funny way to say that to me.
Sorry, I was such a tight butt.
And he's like,
bounce a quarter off of me, and I apologize about that.
And he's like, I'm sorry, too, for being bad at jobs. And he's like, and he walks away, he's like, more like impossible to work with. And it's like that friendly, like, haha, like,
yeah,
you know, making fun of me. But, like, Kai doesn't know that he quit. And he's like, you know what? I'll make a bet. I bet you I'm never going to show up to work late or with a wrinkled uniform ever again. And Kai's like, I'll take that bet. You can't keep that in a million years.
Yeah, he's like, there's no way you're ever going to win that $10.
And he's like, yes, I will. Because I just quit. You've been pranked.
Does or does not this confirm that he planted the Queen of Hearts in Damon's pocket in the last episode?
Absolutely he did. He had to have. And then he's like, give me my $10. And then Kai's like, oh, you. And points at him. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh.
Yes.
I started.
You did.
What's the best?
The best? Oh, what is the best? I don't know. Oh, the first buggy fight scene where they're all doing, like, real cool stuff. There's the throat punch, and Kendrick's, or maybe it was Leo, someone straight up elbow drops one.
I think that might have been Leo.
But there's a lot of good, like, not one-on-one fighting stuff where, like, the momentum of one strike carries them through into another one. And I really like that. And
yeah,
the whole scene was very well choreographed. So I think that's my best this episode.
My best is, nope, shoots him.
That was also very good.
That was my favorite moment of this episode. I'm give him back. Nope.
I'm going to change mine to that. I forgot about it, but that ruled.
What's the worst?
The worst, I think, is Leo going from, like, kind of like a quirky troublemaker to a lazy slacker.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, a ditz.
Like, we showed that he's very ambitious and that he got onto a spaceship by himself.
Yeah.
With no money or ticket or anything.
It's four episodes in and they have assassinated the character of Leo Corbett.
Yeah. But now he just wants to, like, I just want to sleep.
He just wants to have fun, man.
Just want
to
have fun. Karate's out. Pachinko's in. So I'm also gonna say that's my worst. That or specifically Leo being like, I'll lock up, and then walks out the door and doesn't even shut it. Like, you know how you shut doors when you leave them?
Yes, I always shut a door.
Were you raised in a barn, Leo? By wolves? By barn wolves? Who's the MVP?
Kai.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's Zip.
Zip. No, I'm going to give it to Kai. I think he was the MVP this episode. It's kind of a focus episode on him.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of good stuff, and he comes all the way around on Leo by the end of it, where, like, now they're ribbing as friends and not just out of hatred.
Here's my problem. This is the second time in a row they've done this, because this is last episode, too.
I guess you're right.
I want to give it to Kai. I'm giving it to Zip. I just loved him having a baggie. Not just like that's it. Just like, yeah, I got
his job is to walk around
with a sandwich
bag. He's like a flight attendant. You have trash?
Do you have trash?
Do you have trash? Do you have any food in here? There's no food in here. You know the rule.
So I like Zip a lot, and I'm giving him the MVP. But I do want to point out that, like, they treat Kai like the bad guy this whole time, but like he's at work. Yeah. He's trying to train Leo.
He's just doing his dang job.
And like Leo's just being a bad employee, and that and Kai is getting the blame for some of that. Like he gets in trouble for being like, "Don't have a sandwich, Leo." He's like, "Hey, get that sandwich out of here. Zip, you know the process."
On it, boss.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, I've come around. Zip is an honorable mention, but I do want to give it to Kai. He deserves it.
Okay.
Any final thoughts?
I just hope this season irons out and stops being a wrinkly Leo uniform. Because it's there, and like I get that they have to introduce all new... They have to start Power Rangers over, basically. Right, yeah. And I understand that, but it just feels weird right now.
I think the reason it feels weird to me.
And also, we didn't talk about this when Leo and when the Power Rangers zip in and take the trans daggers. Leo says the plan with the fake sabers was to get the trans daggers, which he should not have known about.
Yeah, they should not, unless he found out about them when he was stuck in a coat.
Because when he opens his coat, when he takes the Quasar Sabers the first time, and then when he takes Leo, there's just, like, regular weapons in there.
Yeah, it's only in the Sentai footage, there's no trans daggers. It's only in the American footage. So, yeah. Like, how does he know about the trans daggers at all?
And then they all know how they work.
Well, that's they all know nature.
About the star formation, which I also hate that they make a puckered butthole and shoot a fish.
Just a Walmart star blast logo out of it. I liked this episode more than the last one. I feel like I'm coming around. I can see kind of where they're going more than the last couple episodes. I also hope it irons out and just like gets to where it wants to be instead of having to walk there slowly.
I think when we get past all the introductory stuff, and we've got to be almost past it, there's one more thing that I can think of that we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
But once we get past that, which hopefully is the next episode... 5 episodes to introduce everything, I think, is a good allotment.
Like I need a Reggie and a Maya spotlight too.
Oh, they need an episode where the other three are just not in it until the morph stuff has to happen.
Let's give them some stuff to do, please. so that's gonna do it for us for today.
What is Maya and Kendrick's hanging out and Kendrick's trying to explain shopping? Like explain to Maya, like
cars?
Who's only lived in trees, I think.
She lived on
now.
An alien Flintstone planet before now. So like, yeah, how does she know about cars and automatic doors and openers?
She should be in shock.
Yeah. Anyway, that's gonna do it for us for today. We'll see you on Monday for another episode. That I didn't see what it's called. I'm going to take a guess.
I don't have it because I looked up all those other names.
Right. Oh, well, it'll be a surprise for everyone.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. But until then, may the power protect you. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
You're not coming through at all. Huh. What does that mean? Oh, you know what? That's not me.
Check, check, check.
There you are. Oh, hey, and I'm louder.